James, that was a convincing win, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a good win. I think, you know, by winning the toss in bowling, I think they've chased in the first two games and missing a few bowlers, I think they, you know, prefer to chase, and it didn't bother us either way, so we thought we'd, you know, go against what they've been doing and bowled well and restricted them to, you know, pretty average to low score on that wicket.
Yeah, 145 didn't look enough in the end.
No, everyone bowled well, backed up well in the field. Kyle Abbott's been unbelievable at the end of the innings, especially as well as up front. Everyone that bowled, it was a great effort to get him to that score with a, you know, reasonably small boundaries as well.
You and Ohit Shah made it look fairly easy in the end, 100 partnership.
Yeah, not actually the most fluent I've played this year, but you know, it's a different type of innings. Didn't face many balls in the power play, so I had to sort of knock it around in the middle and try and pick off some boundaries, and, you know, a couple of sixes to the short side, got the rate right back down. So you know, in the end, we've timed it well.
You dropped a couple of times, weren't you? 21 and 23. They weren't difficult.
I remember one of them.
Wasn't the one at deep mid off and then bowler?
Yeah, bowler one was a bit tougher, but the long off should have been taken. But yeah, I guess I made the most of that chance, and, you know, nice to get over the line in the end.
I always took a little while to get going, and you were batting there. Did you ever feel under a bit of pressure at one stage?
No, I think we knew that, you know, we're only a couple of big overs away from bringing it right back down to sort of six and over. When you're only chasing 145, that's all you really need. And with a short boundary one side, we were always going to be able to target that at some point.
I mean, it's just incredible, isn't it? I mean, the signing, it's been a good signing, isn't it?
Yeah, it has. You know, and the way he's playing, we're going to, you know, keep him on for the whole tournament, hopefully. But, you know, we brought him in because missing Carbs and Dawes. You know, Carbs is back tonight. Unfortunately, didn't get any, but, you know, it shows the strength of our batting lineup. If, you know, Carbs can fail and we can still win by 8 wickets. So I think Maxi arrives for Thursday as well, so we're going to have some, you know, tough decisions to see who gets left out, but that's a good position to be in.
I was going to say, that's going to be pretty tough, isn't it, next Thursday, to decide who plays?
Yeah, it is. We'll sit down in the week and talk about it. You know, we've got a busy period coming up now, so maybe, you know, that someone can take advantage of a good rest. But yeah, we'll sit down in the week and talk about that, I would have thought.
Let's not take anything away from your batting. You're having a fantastic tournament already, aren't you?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, it's disappointing to get off to the start we did here, but the last three games, especially the two away from home, have been, you know, really convincing wins, as was tonight. So, you know, everyone's playing good cricket. You know, I'm getting a chance at the top of the order, so I'm making the most of it. But, you know, everyone that's played a part's played well.
Is captaincy helping your batting in this competition?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, when I go out to bat, it's nice to sort of relax a little bit in the field. I'm, you know, always trying to think ahead and put a plan together. But, you know, the lads have been brilliant with the ball and in the field, so, you know, it's made my job a lot easier.
And then, is the team now, because, I mean, the first game against Glamorgan here, it didn't go quite so well. Do you feel the team now is actually playing to its full potential?
Yeah, well, it's our first game against Glamorgan. We, you know, we had rained off practice matches, so we did go into the tournament fairly, you know, unprepared. We did as much as we could, but didn't have any match practice. And, you know, when we bowled first, we didn't adapt to conditions that quickly. The wicket was perhaps on the slow side, and we put pace on the ball, which made it a bit easier for them. But, you know, we know what conditions we're going to come up with here now most of the time. So if we can carry on playing cricket like we have done, you know, we'll be a very strong side to beat.